There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. I love Guardian. Got me in trouble this morning, though.
What happened?
We have our driveway cam, you know, prevent intruders, or at least if there are intruders, I'll be ready for them. And my wife parked her car behind mine. Well, usually it's flip-flop because, you know, early morning, all that. My wife saw on the camera, because it saves it, you know this.
Mm-hmm.
Me going into my car, rifling through my glove compartment to find my can of Zin.
Oh.
And she just texted me the video and said, you are just so hopelessly addicted.
Yes.
And I am.
Yes. Now you're caught.
I was caught red-handed.
Mm-hmm.
And she sees me put the can right in the back pocket. No better time to be Zinning than on the sideline for a little training camp. Used to love that. Sun beating down on you.
Mm-hmm.
Pop one in.
Mm-hmm.
And the man who's been there for every practice is our good friend, Chris Carter of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He joins us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. First of all, Chris, thank you so much for joining us. Secondly, you can't say Justin Fields here, and we'll start broadly. Who are you most looking forward to seeing tonight, and who can prove the most tonight?
I'm really looking forward to seeing the two rookie offensive linemen they drafted in the first two rounds, and that's Troy Faltanu and Zach Frazier. I think both have taken really good strides in camp. I think Faltanu has looked the best of the two, but I think this has been Zach Frazier's best week in practice. We were wondering, and I think I talked with you guys before, after the first week and a half, even the first week in pads, we hadn't seen a whole lot from Zach Frazier. He was kind of, you know, still figuring it out, kind of settling in. But this week, we started to see some of the pops from Zach Frazier that I saw from him on film WVU, you know, his ability to get strong in the pocket, to kind of stand up to people. We saw him flatten Beanie Bishop, had some WVU on WVU violence a couple days ago in practice where he kind of hit him really hard. But I think we've started to see him come into his own. And Troy Faltanu, I think that his ability to pass protect is a lot sharper than a lot of rookie tackles that I see come into the NFL. And I think if he does well enough and Broderick Jones does well enough, I think that they're going to push the idea that they can start together more to the forefront instead of just Dan Moore starting at left tackle. I still think Dan Moore ends up starting week one, but I think it's going to be a lot closer than, say, where Broderick Jones was to replace Chuks Okorafor last year.
That's exactly what I was about to ask you, Chris. Is Faltanu, how far ahead, I'll ask it this way, is Faltanu compared to where Broderick Jones was last year at this time?
He's significantly farther. I'd say, like, if I was to compare it in terms of weeks, like, I think Broderick Jones became a starter in week 9. I would expect him to become a starter buyer before week four. And simply because Faltanu's older, he's more experienced. Like Broderick Jones, his thing at Georgia, he was raw. He was just, he didn't get a whole bunch of starts, but you could just tell he was so good. Faltanu is not raw. He's very polished from his time at Washington. And in fact, I think that's helped him adapt to the NFL a bit faster. But Broderick Jones is also, you know, was also like 21, right? Where Faltanu, he's more like 23, 24. He's in that age range where he should be a little bit further along. And I think that's helping him for sure right now. His technique is more sound. He's more comfortable at the position. And I think that's where there's a difference between the two. I think Broderick Jones has the higher ceiling, but I think Faltanu is coming in with the higher floor than Broderick Jones did last year. Either way, it's a very good situation for the Pittsburgh Steelers and the future of their offensive line.
Let's talk about Justin Fields now. What do you need to see out of him tonight that makes you go at the end of the game, okay, like this is legit? What are you looking for out of Justin Fields the most?
Be on time, be accurate, and be within the structure of the play. Those are the things that I've been most impressed by with Justin Fields in camp. Early on, he would show happy feet. And I asked Mike Tomlin, what's the biggest thing he's improved? Mike Tomlin said it's his lower body work. And when he means by that, it means by, like, you know, not dancing with your feet in the pocket to just dance with your feet in the pocket, because then you get nervous, then you make mistakes, you walk your way into pressure. But he's not doing that as much anymore. He's been very deliberate with his steps, which means he's deliberate with his throws, and I think that's really gone a long way. I think it could mean a lot if Justin Fields is able to show, hey, I adapted to what the defense was doing, and I went to my second or third read and did so within, like, the structure of a play, instead of kind of moving around, buying time, and then it kind of becoming a Ben Roethlisberger sandbox play, which that's fine too. But the thing is, everyone knows Justin Fields can do that and do that well. What people need to see is, can he do that within the structure of the play on time to kind of show, hey, these designs that Arthur Smith has, they're to break down certain weaknesses when we see certain defenses. If we make that a regular thing, then that makes it that much more dangerous, and it makes the whole offense that much more dangerous. If Justin Fields shows he can be part of that, I'm not saying he replaces Russell Wilson, but I think he would continue to close the gap between them so that the Steelers wouldn't feel as limited as they might have about the Justin Fields we saw to start training camp being replacing Russell Wilson in a game.
Chris Carter joining us here of the Post-Gazette, the Locked On Steelers podcast as well. Chris, if we're talking about a wide receiver on Monday when we start our show at 6 o'clock, which wide receiver do you think we would be talking about? Not Brandon Ayuk. I can already see the smirk forming on your face.
I think you'll be talking about Van Jefferson. I've been very impressed by what he's shown in camp. You know, he talked to a bunch of us now about the kind of routine that he's done. He adopted the Antonio Brown workout, which is after practice catching 300 passes from the jugs machine from different angles. He does like 50 over one shoulder, 50 over another shoulder, 25 down low, 25 up high, and then he keeps doing them from different looks. And that's something that he said the equipment staff told him that, hey, Antonio Brown used to do this. He's like, well, if he did it, then I got to do it. And I think it's really helped him. I've asked him, you know, how it's translated into practice. And he said, like, hey, it's helping me, like, high point at the right times. It's helping me make more consistent catches. And I think that here's the thing about the Brandon Ayuk trade. I don't think that Omar Khan needs to be pressed to make this happen, because I think the Steelers have an assortment of wide receivers behind George Pickens that can be good role players. And I think that's what Van Jefferson can be. I think that's what Calvin Austin can be. And I think if Roman Wilson comes back healthy and picks up where he left off in training camp, I think that he can also be in that mix there. The Steelers don't necessarily need a number two superstar wide receiver to be that. If you go back and look at years like 2014 and 2016, where their passing offense ranked in the top 10, and I think one of those years they ranked second in the league in passing yardage, the next ranking wide receiver was either Marcus Wheaton or Eli Rogers in those years, and neither of them had even 700 yards through the air. I don't think that they need Brandon Ayuk to be a good offense this year. Now, would he make their offense better? Absolutely. But I think that's the situation that Omar Khan knows he has. It's like, look, these receivers aren't bad. And if Van Jefferson and Calvin Austin, if those guys prove that in the preseason, I think it furthers the stance that Omar Khan can take in these negotiations and say, I don't need to jump up to whatever John Lynch's price is for the San Francisco 49ers. Here's the offer. Take it or leave it. Oh, and by the way, that guy doesn't seem to like you guys over there, so you might want to take this offer, because he also doesn't want to go to a lot of these different teams you're trying to send him to. So I think I think Van Jefferson and the other receivers, they're adding to the leverage that Omar Khan has to stand put and say, okay, 49ers, do you really want to get rid of him? If you do, we might be your only takers.
It's been reported that DeMarvin Leal is moving to outside backer. Why do you think that is, and should we read into more than just a player switching a position?
It's part of his tweener ability. He did this a little bit as a rookie. He put on like 20 pounds last year, and he wasn't able to do that. He took off those 20 pounds this year, and he's back to doing that. I think the read into it is Mike Tomlin loves versatile players, and DeMarvin Leal, I said it when they drafted him 3 years ago. I was like, that guy can be versatile if they want him to be. He can line up on the inside, and he can line up on the outside, and I think – it's like the thing is Leal's body type and his strength. He also is very young. You have to remember he came out at 21 years old. It was his third year in college. He could have stayed in and bulked up and developed more in college, but you know, that didn't happen. And now he's in the NFL. He's kind of figuring things out. It takes some of these defensive linemen who have longer frames, longer to fill them out. I mean, go back and look at Stephon Tuitt's start of his career. There were flashes here and there of him being good, but he didn't become the dangerous Stephon Tuitt until maybe like his third or fourth year in the NFL, that where I think that he was a much more serious threat. Now he's further along than where DeMarvin Leal is, but still, I think that he's growing into his role. I think that right now the extra edge rusher is just a flexible option that the Steelers want to be able to use. It won't be his permanent fit, but it will be part of the defense. And again, they like that because now you can come out in a set where, say, it's him and Keanu Benton and Cam Hayward, and all of a sudden you think it's a 3-4, it's a three down. Nope, he actually bumps out to the edge, and it's a different look. And now the offense has to be like, crap, that's not what we thought this would look like. So now it forces them to have to think and make and potentially make more mistakes. That's where the strength could be coming from DeMarvin Leal.
Chris, this was very good. We appreciate your time as always, man. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Headed over to the south side for some pit practice. It's going to be an exciting day with that, and then the Steelers tonight.
Yeah, drink nice. Up. Drink some water. Make sure you're hydrated out there.
Mm-hmm. I got some.
That's the world's smallest tiny water. Did you see that thing?
What is that going to do? That's going to hydrate your hydrate your pointer finger.
It looks like when Andre the Giant would hold a beer can. Come on now. All right, Carter, thanks a lot. Chris Carter, the Post-Gazette, and the Locked On Steelers podcast. Brought to us by Gutter Helmet. Beat the fall rush. Get 35% off Gutter Helmet. Visit gutterhelmet.com or call 888-5-HELMET. Did you get a lot of work on the jug machines back in the day?
Oh, yeah. Why are you smirking about that? You're going to say something that is... Well, what are you smirking for?
I wasn't going to say anything. I was just interested in how much jugs work you put in.
Mm-hmm.
From what I understand it, you put in a ton of jugs work. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And you can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I love Chris, and there's a lot of stuff there that was very good. It was all very good. I will say, when the Steelers' number two wide receiver was Eli Rogers, they also had Antonio Brown,
right,
who was pretty good,
mm-hmm,
and better than anybody in the league, which is to say better than George Pickens.
Yes.
So I don't think Omar can, while he's in the staring contest with John Lynch, I don't think Lynch is going to think that Omar thinks that his receiving corps is very good.
Mm-hmm.
You're not this interested for this long in restructuring Alex Highsmith all the way back at the draft if you really, truly believe you've got a legitimate receiving corps. That's all. But there's much more to react to from what Carter had to say, including let's finally dive headfirst into the Justin Fields conversation when we come back.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
We have a pseudo Brandon Ayuk update. This from Josina Anderson. She was asked by a Steelers fan, any Ayuk update, Josina? And she said about 10 minutes ago, only an early morning half-eye open text saying, it's a waiting game now. So everyone's reporting the same thing. It's a waiting game. Ayuk wants to come here. The Steelers will pay him. He doesn't want to go anyplace else. The 49ers want more from Pittsburgh. And it's between John Lynch and Omar Khan to see who blinks first. My bet's going to be on Omar Khan. I got this text, too, during the break. Or we did, I should say, on the text line dorm. Hi, my name is Tony. I phoned Joe Starkey yesterday, and he called me something that was not very nice. Who is his boss? And I would just like to know Tony, let Tony know that I have already reported Starkey.
Yes.
Yeah, so there's no need to take that any further.
As soon as that popped up on Twitter and I watched that video, I reported him.
Yeah. Reprehensible behavior from Joe.
Yes.
And we can't work at a place where that's not going to be handled internally.
Can we say liar on the radio? I think that's what he was called. We have to dump that?
I think it was probably jackass that might have got him even more than liar.
Oh.
What would you like to be called less, liar or jackass? I think actually probably liar. I think liar, you're really cutting to the heart of a human. You're questioning them.
You're a liar.
Yeah, morally.
You're a liar.
If you say somebody lied, okay, you can hug that out. If somebody's a liar, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be friends with a liar.
No.
But we're all friends with jackasses.
For sure.
Yeah. So, yes.
Liar.
See, that hurts. Jackass. I understand it.
Yes.
Because I am one.
What?
That's fine. You call me a liar, no good. And I would never lie about anything, including the fact that we have reported Joe Starkey's verbal abuse of Tony.
Yes.
To the head of the company.
Honestly.
All the way up the Odyssey ladder.
Uh-huh. I'm glad that you took that route, too, because I did as well.
Now, we didn't even talk about
it. We didn't.
Mm-mm.
I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you.
This is how you handle the workplace.
That's right.
Deals.
We gotta be looking out for our listeners like Tony. Justin Fields going to start tonight. And I've wondered this, and we may have put a Twitter poll out at some point or opened the phone lines about this months ago whenever Justin Fields and Russell Wilson were brought in and Kenny Pickett was shipped out and Mason Rudolph wound up with the Tennessee Titans. Which quarterback do you want, Steelers fans, to see start game one against Atlanta at 412-928-9370? Because if the answer is Russ Wilson, I bet you the answer is different on Monday. I do. We are prisoners of the moment. We saw how it all went last year with Kenny Pickett, a 158.3 passer rating. He's carving up the Buffalo Bills. He was unbelievable. And I know my prediction went from 10 wins to 12 wins, division championship, all that jazz. I think come Monday morning when we are doing this very show, perhaps at 8:25, that you are going to have mountains of people calling in, texting in, tweeting in, saying that they want Justin Fields to be the quarterback. And I'm not saying that they should feel that way or shouldn't feel that way. I just think he's going to impress tonight. And Carter said what he's looking for, Chris, of course, from the Post-Gazette in the last segment, he just wants him to stay on schedule,
mm-hmm.
on time. Do it from the pocket. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, I want him to have command of the offense. I want him to do some things that and just like Boston said yesterday, we know that he can run. I don't need to see that. But I do want him to have the reins of the offense, look like a leader, look like he could be the guy. You could tell, or at least I could tell from the first play, even with the handoff, if he's confident. If he's feeling the offense.
No delay game crap or stuff like that.
No. Like, get in there and show that you could be the guy if needed be.
How much of the offense do you show to the world tonight?
Oh, I mean, it's going to be bland.
Yeah.
It's going to be bland, but
The verbiage is still the same.
The verbiage is the same. And, you know, once you get into the season and you start prepping for that week before the season, like, things will change, but things will still be the same, if that makes sense. Like, you'll just enhance the offense.
Right.
The base is there, and you'll just show the base. And but maybe you'll see, like if you're Arthur Smith and he's aggressive and he needs to see things, Mike Tomlin needs to see things out of Justin Fields. Like, this game is about seeing everybody play and see who's going to make the roster, see who can handle being a backup, see who can handle doing this, who can handle doing that. But if we're directly focusing on Justin Fields and you need to get that real evaluation if he could be the guy of the future, which I think that this is what all this has to do with, not this year, but in the future, Arthur Smith is aggressive. I could honestly see, if they're going to play a quarter, so say they get two series, I could see that second series where he just, all right, no huddle. I could see that. Because I would, if I was offensive coordinator and this was the situation that I was given,
oh yeah,
I would want to see how he would handle that, because Russ is going to play next week and you're going to get Justin Fields against the Texans ones tonight. I, in the second series, would be like, no huddle. Let's run a 2-minute type offense. Let's see how you handle it. Can you get guys lined up? Can you check into this? Can you check into that? Can you run the offense? I would leave it up to him, and I would, and then you could get a really good evaluation of his progression of climbing that ladder.
I really like that. And
we said that a lot last year, but like about the no huddle, like let's see, can he do no huddle? We're like, but like, no, but for real, like if you're trying to get a real evaluation, I would get aggressive and do that.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. And it is mostly, like you said, about the future. I think it's also instructive on if things don't work out for Russ in season or you're not winning games, do you have confidence that you can hand this thing over to Justin Fields and get more than just a spark? Actually have him be able to lead you to victories. I really like that idea. We saw video. We've read reports. We've talked to beat writers. He did orchestrate a 2-minute drill touchdown in practice. Now go out there and do it in a game. You can make it whatever the heck you want it to be.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to wait until there's 2 minutes left in the first half.
Preseason.
No, it's preseason. Choose your own adventure.
And I would like to see George be in that situation as well. You know, moving around. Hey, George, you're not going to just play X. We're going to line you up in the slot, and you're just going to play slot the whole entire no huddle. And then you're going to motion. You might motion to the other side. And then, you know, let's see how you operate. And can you think on the move and think quickly and execute?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what I think preseason is about. That's what evaluations are about, especially for offensive players. Can you think quickly and not give up and not err, not have a mistake, and can you make a play? While you're doing that, then you have something.
Yeah, where it's not just, we're vanilla, they're vanilla, here's the call in the huddle, break, go out there, dump it off to Jaylen Warren 3 times, punt the ball, bingo, bango, there you go, come out of the game. No, create your own adversity for the guy. I really do like that. One of the reasons why I think that on Monday we're going to have people pounding the table for Justin Fields is, one, because Russ Wilson is gone, and he's not going to be playing, and so he's an afterthought. Justin Fields, it's going to look so much different than Kenny Pickett and Mitch Trubisky and Mason Rudolph that I think Steelers fans are going to be drooling. Hey, he's going to throw, he's going to uncork a ball 60 yards downfield through the air, and that talent is just so tantalizing, you can't help but want to see more of it if you're a Steelers fan.
Yeah.
He might be, I don't think he's going to run a ton. You might see one time he drops back and he has to get out of trouble, or guys are covered downfield because Van Jefferson's your number 2 wide receiver and he's running around and, oh, that didn't look like it did last year. Like, you can't, I think he is the kind of talent. Like, it's my daughter's first ever game tonight. My wife likes football, but she doesn't eat, breathe, and sleep football and drink football the way that we do, obviously. He's the kind of talent that you don't need to know football to go, oh, he's a different cat.
Right, he's fun.
Yes. And I think it's going to be such a departure from what they've had, and especially when you juxtapose him with Kenny, who just was not the physical talent, where Steelers fans are going to be going, oh, man, look what they got there. Look at this guy. And he's going to leave them wanting to see more. And then Russ will have his chance in game number 2, and he's a more talented player than Kenny was, and he can go out there and he can do nice things, and I think Steelers fans might change their tune then, but I do think Monday morning everyone's going to be going, when they're talking to us, look at this freakazoid out there,
mm-hmm.
who is just, He's got the intangibles. He's got the tangibles. He's got the size. He's got the speed. He's got the arm strength. And everybody's going to be able to recognize it. And I'm excited to see him. And I hope he doesn't get hurt. I hope nobody gets hurt.
No.
Obviously.
No.
All right. The offensive line. I think Carter said something we have to react to about Broderick Jones and Troy Faltanu. Would you like to do that next?
We have odds and ends.
Oh, my God. Where has the time gone? All right, we'll do odds and ends. We got Charlie Batch at 9:35, Bob Pompiani on Channel 2, they are both calling the game. So we will hear from them in the 9 o'clock hour. We have odds and ends, preseason game number one, coming up next. And I forgot.
Oh, baby.
Yep.
Football is back.
Yes.
And that means odds and ends is back, even though I forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm happy it's here.
Yes.
Do you take it from me right now?
Yes.
Do it.
We need our own preseason of odds and ends, so that's what we're going to do right now. Steelers-Texans. This is a little toward day dawn for the Steelers, huh? Steelers-Texans, Steelers-Bills, Steelers-Lions. Yeah, look at that. Texans first. Coming to Pittsburgh. Nice. Tonight. I hope it doesn't rain. I really don't for you.
I don't think it's going to.
Okay.
I think early in the day, rain.
All right. Let's start this off. We'll go me, Crowley, Callis. Let's do it rapid fire because I have about 15 odds and ends. First up, C.J. Stroud, over under 8 pass attempts.
I hope it's over. I'm going to go under.
Over.
I'm going to go over. C.J. Stroud, 10. I'm going to give him 10. Justin Fields, over under 10 pass attempts.
Under.
Under.
I'm going to go over. It's going to be 11. Justin Fields, over under 14 rushing yards.
One play. Over.
Wow.
On one run, baby.
Wow.
Over.
Scampering down the sideline.
I agree. Over.
Yeah, over. He's definitely going to hit that. He's probably going to pull it down about 3 times. Najee Harris, over under 5 touches.
Under.
5? Over.
I'm going to go under.
What happened to rapid fire?
I'm thinking.
Nerd.
Under. Jaylen Warren, over under 7 touches.
Under. 10 combined for the two, ish.
Under.
9.5.
Under.
I'm going to go over for Jaylen Warren. I think he gets a little bit more burned than Najee Harris in this game tonight. Van Jefferson, over under 3 catches.
Over.
Under.
Over.
I could see him playing longer than the other starters.
Yeah, he will, because he'll be the number one. He'll probably move to X receiver whenever George comes out for maybe a series. X, bang. George Pickens, over under 4 catches.
Under.
Over.
I'm going to go over because I think he's going to get 3 catches on the first drive.
Bang, bang, boom.
Yes. Pat Freiermuth, over under 2 catches.
Under.
Over.
Under. I think he has 1 catch and then he's out of there. Darnell Washington, over under 1 catch.
I love it. I'm going over because that's what gave me pause. Like, we're going to see tight end usage. Our guy, Arthur Smith, loves tight end usage. But Freiermuth ain't going to be in there long. And if I'm Freiermuth, I don't want to play.
Right.
I'm trying to get a contract.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to play much at all. Who's your next tight end? Big ol' Hudson, Matt Washington, over. With 2.
Callis?
Over.
Not only does he have over 1 catch, he has a touchdown. Darnell Washington.
Player of the game, Darnell Washington.
But
I can see it now.
A guy that's also possibly going to have a touchdown that I think gets a lot of burn is Connor Hayward, over under 3 catches.
Over.
Under.
Over, for sure.
Kyle Allen is just going to carve him up, baby.
Yes. They're going to use him multiple ways.
Kyle Allen.
And it's going to be great. Calvin Austin, over under 3.5 catches.
Are you kidding me?
What?
Are you kidding me? Calvin Austin, he was born for this. Calvin Austin is the Kenny Pickett of wide receivers. He is going to dominate tonight. If it's not Mount Washington, the player of the game, it's Calvin Austin. So, yes, I'm going over. Absolutely. Play the whole damn game, Calvin Austin.
Over.
Yeah, over. I do believe that he's going to have about 4 or 5 catches. Nick Herbig, does he have a sack?
Yes.
No.
Yes. He's going to get a lot of burn as well. Peyton Wilson, over under 5 tackles.
Over. Absolutely. When we come in here on Monday, we're talking Fields, and we're having people salivate on the phone lines about that guy, about Peyton Wilson.
Over.
I'm going to go over, but he also has an interception.
Return for a touchdown.
He's going to have a nice return, yeah. He's going to have an interception almost to the end zone, but just gets caught up right before. Will we see Broderick Jones at left tackle and Troy Faltano at right?
I think we'll see both at both, yeah.
At the same time.
No, they can't both play left tackle.
Left tackle.
You mean Broderick at left. Faltano at right? Yeah, yes. I do think so, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll see that. All right, last one. Will there be a kickoff return past the 50-yard line?
No.
No.
Yes. It's going to be Beanie Bishop.
Oh! Don't you get Beanie.
Hey, he's been doing kickoff returns, right?
I don't know about that.
I think
that.
He's doing punt returns.
He had a punt return in the Duke's Mayo Bowl for a touchdown.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Duke's Mayo Bowl, Doran.
Yeah. What about? Well, yeah.
That's what he did.
Yeah.
There's not a brighter stage in collegiate sport than the Duke's Mayo Bowl.
Right.
I am intrigued to see the kickoff because we were watching NFL Network. We still have it on this morning. And there were multiple offsides in one of the games last night. There's going to be penalties.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's a shot you could have someone break a return. I guarantee you we will see at least one penalty per team on the kickoff, whether it's return unit or coverage unit, one on each team tonight on that. Is that odds and ends?
That's it.
Let's go.
Yes.
I have never felt more confident than anything in my life than this being the Calvin Austin the third game.
Really?
Yeah.
Out of anybody on the team?
Yeah.
Wow.
Calvin Austin the third. Okay. I'm bummed out we're not going to see Roman Wilson. I'm really bummed out about that.
Me too.
But it's Calvin Austin's time to shine. I want Calvin Austin to play so well that the 49ers say, you know what, we need that guy.
Right.
You know, he would look great in our offense. By the by, no receiver has ever looked less than Deebo Samuel than Calvin Austin III.
Correct.
They walk into a room, they don't look like they play the same position.
Correct.
All right, we got Bob Pompiani. That was good, Doran.
Thank you.
We got Bob Pompiani joining us in 15 minutes. And Bob is very nervous, he has expressed to us, that he has been tasked by his bosses that he has to explain the new kickoff rules in 30 seconds or less. We're going to help him with that at 9 o'clock. And we'll tell you how when we come back, coming up next. I just get a text from Pomp. This happens every time we have Pomp on. We're very happy to have Pomp on coming up at 9 o'clock. He's doing the play-by-play tonight on Channel 2. He said, what's the call-in number?
What?
He does it every time. Every time. What's the call-in number? So we have a hotline number. We just call you, Bob. We could do that.
Yeah.
We get you on the video here.
Right.
412-928-9370 could always work. But every time. And every time I send him the same number back, but yet every time I get the same text from Bob.
It's like, I think he doesn't work here? Doesn't know.
It's very old, man. It just is. I love you, Pomp. We're very happy you're coming on. We're excited to hear you on the call tonight, but it's very old, man.
Yes. Can I tell you something that you kind of do to me that reminds me of that? It's like now that we have the new video call system and it's just an internet link that you go to and I tell you to send the guests the link since you're texting them already.
Right.
And then every time we have a guest on, you're like, Calasso, can you text them the link? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, is it hard for you to text them the link?
Is it hard for you to just give them the number every time?
You got to plan a show every day, Calas. Sorry. 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Bob is nervous. He has to crystallize the new NFL kickoff rules down to 30 seconds and bang, put it out there to the people. He's got to be concise. And he was nervous about that when we talked to him earlier on in the week, and I said, here's what you got to do. Take what Joe Buck did. Write it down and read it.
Teams kick off from the 35. The 10 players in the kicking team start at the opponent's 40. At least 9 receiving team players must be in the setup zone between their own 30 and 35. Play begins when the ball's touched or hits the ground in the end zone or landing zone, the area between the receiving team's goal line and the 20. Touchbacks that land in the end zone are brought out to the 30. Touchbacks that roll into the end zone from the landing zone are brought out to the 20. You got all that?
Should we put Bob on the spot first thing and ask him to explain the new kickoff rules to us?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He'll be ready.
Yeah, he does his homework.
Yeah. I guarantee he's been rehearsing that all week.
But will it be as smooth as Mr. Buck there?
Well, it's going to have a lot less of the whoop, 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 yep, that they had behind him on ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
That was a little much for me. I have faith. We're going to put it to a timer. Because he said, got to be 30 seconds
30
or
seconds.
Less.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
And Buck did it in exactly 30 seconds. So we'll put that to a timer coming up next. And then obviously we'll get Bob's thoughts on what he's looking for tonight in Steelers preseason game number one. That's next. First, though, fam, weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high 84. Rain until about this early afternoon, 70% chance.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.